Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to today's Caffeine for the Soul. And if you'd like to learn more about the philosophical and psychological underpinnings of these podcasts, check out our free basic course at michaelneal.org/basic course. Today, I want to share a principle, a notion that is an alternate explanation for a phenomenon that you have probably observed in, if not in yourself, in others, but probably even in yourself. And it's something that I've heard described most often as either the glass ceiling or the upper limits problem. And the idea of the glass ceiling or the upper limits problem is that we get trapped in our own ideas of what amount of success, what amount of happiness, what amount of fill in good thing here we are allowed to have. And once we hit that point, no matter how hard we try, we never seem to get beyond it. So if we do make more money than our upper limit, our glass ceiling, we find a way to lose it. If we start to really fall madly in love, it goes terribly wrong once we get beyond a certain point. If we've been really happy and content with our partner, or our kids, we somehow find a way to get into a fight. It's something that almost everyone has deserved. Almost everyone has observed, and it usually is thought of in terms of it's self-sabotage. It's a limiting belief. And I need to therefore use effort and will to break through it, and you know, use creative thought to find the upper limit, and argue myself the outer limit out, or hypnotize myself beyond the upper limit, and then I will be rewarded with a higher level of income, happiness, love, whatever it is that I want. Now, it seems to me that phenomenon is pretty observable, but the explanation is just one explanation, and a different explanation came to mind the other day. And I just decided to call it the goldfish principle, because it's based on the fact that we have a fish tank, and we have fish. When the fish were first put into the fish tank, it's a pretty damn big fish tank. And some of those fish have gotten huge. And we were kind of taken aback because we had no idea that they would get that big. And we asked the fish guy, are they going to get bigger? And he said, no. He said, these fish will never get bigger than the tank. So in other words, if you had kept them in a goldfish bowl, a small bowl, they wouldn't have gotten anywhere near this size. If you move them outside to a koi pond, they would actually grow even bigger than they've grown in here. And it just sort of clicked. Oh, that's us. That's another way of explaining this observable phenomenon of we seem to get to a certain level and not be able to get any further. It was one of my own coaches who described me as having created a masterpiece of a life on a postage stamp of possibility. And one of my favorite programs that I've been teaching since 2012 is called Infinite Potential, Infinite Possibilities. And this goldfish principle is at the heart of it. That if instead of trying to break through a glass ceiling, we can start to see that the bowl we are swimming in, the world of potential and possibility we are swimming in, is infinite. It has no beginning and no end. Then we simply will automatically, without any effort, expand to fill this larger bowl that we're now swimming in, this larger world that we're now living in. And when people go, well, how do I do that? I go to one of my probably top five quotes in terms of how often I share it. And it's from a book of Taoist wisdom called the Sinsin Ming. And the sage says, do not seek truth. Simply cease to cherish opinions. And the implication for me of that has always been, oh, we don't need to know exactly what's happening. But if we simply keep letting go of all the crap that we make up about ourselves, about the world, about what's possible, about what's okay, if we simply cease to cherish our opinions about the world, ourselves, and others, we will naturally find ourselves expanding more and more into this larger goldfish bowl and then this larger goldfish bowl. And there's nothing to break through because it's infinite. And there's no will required once you find yourself swimming in the infinite possibility, where in any moment you can have a new thought and new possibilities start to emerge, because we automatically, by design, grow and expand to fill the space that we have. So infinite space, infinite potential, infinite possibility, infinite self. Now, if you're wondering what to do to take advantage of the goldfish principle, on the one hand, there is simply ceasing to cherish opinions. So just noticing when you are telling yourself what's possible and just kind of, you know, listen to it the way you would listen to the drunk in the bar who is telling you about life. And it's like, okay, well, you know, take care of yourself, buddy. But the other thing to reflect on is, unlike the upper limits explanation, the glass ceiling explanation, where clearly I need to break through, if you reflect on the goldfish principle, there is nothing you need to do other than ceasing to shrink your sense of possibility for you to expand more fully into who you are and what's possible for you. Have fun, learn heaps, happy exploring, and I'll talk with you soon.